From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Haas Avocado Board is highlighting several health initiatives in February, American Heart Month, the Mission Viejo, California-based group's Fresh Avocados, a Love One Today campaign, and the Walk with a Doc nonprofit are teaming up to promote physical activity and healthful eating. According to thepacker.com, another Haas Avocado Board initiative focuses on Hispanic men who have the highest cholesterol among male adults in the U.S. Research is underway to explore whether or not Washington State's Columbia Basin could supplement some of the expected losses in vegetable production in California as climate variability and change creates agricultural production risks there. Rising temperatures, more frequent heat waves, drought, less snowpack, pests and disease, wildfires, and the resulting overuse of resources such as groundwater are projected to worsen in the years ahead, so the Agricultural Climate Network is looking into it. Climate change-related challenges in the Columbia River Basin are projected to be less extreme. U.S. agricultural exports were down 2% in 2019 to $136 billion. USDA ag economist Bart Kanner tells AgriMarketing.com that's still a relatively strong total considering trade disruptions. But in terms of value, soybeans to China actually increased over the last year. Exports for corn and cotton fell while wheat saw a 15% increase. Exports the first 3 months of fiscal 2020 are trending about 3% over a year ago. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.